Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. 2 years ago, it was one of the great nights in Pittsburgh sports history. The backyard brawl, the first game of the year, Pitt's win, the Devonshire interception, all that jazz. And they set a record, Malzi. It was the biggest crowd ever at Acrisure Stadium.
I can vividly remember that interception and the wide shot. They panned the camera back as he was making the end of that house call. What a scene it was, man. What an absolute scene in that stadium.
So let's see what part three has in store after West Virginia went down in Morgantown last year and took care of Pitt, but a lot has changed. Pitt now has a high-powered offense with one of the most dynamic running backs in the country and a freshman who has thrown for back-to-back 300-yard games. He is the first freshman to do that at Pitt, by the way, since Alex Van Pelt, so he's in very good company. We have a segment on this show on Fridays called Remember a Guy, when we bring back someone from yesteryear, a great name in Pittsburgh sports. Last week, we had Matt Spaeth, who was a member of the last Steelers Super Bowl championship team, and he was phenomenal. And today's guest is someone who has a strong allegiance to Pitt. He was a part of great Pitt teams who went a combined 4-0 against West Virginia in the backyard brawl. He was elected to the College Football Hall of Fame. He did not allow a single sack in his junior and senior seasons at Pitt. They were both remarkable years in 79 and 1980. He was seen on television for a very long time as one of the great analysts in college football history. And now, on the eve of the backyard brawl, he is back with us to talk about this game and more. Let's welcome in Mark May to Pony and Muller. Mark, Andrew Filipponi, and Chris Muller in Pittsburgh. How are you today?
Terrific, guys. How you doing?
What have you been up to, Mark? We used to love you with Lou Holtz when you used to mix it up with him, breaking down everything. How's life now for you, Mark?
Good. Still living in Arizona. Haven't moved from Arizona. And I do a show on the ABC affiliate here in Phoenix on Saturday nights on college football and the NFL and then Sunday on the Cardinals.
Is the college football game still as captivating to you, especially as it always has been? Do you think the sport is still producing, like the games themselves are still as compelling as they've always been?
Absolutely, and I think with the 12-team playoff, it'll even be more compelling. And the reason why is because now more teams have a chance to get in. So you're going to have more alumni and more fans from different schools that think they've got an opportunity to get to the 12-team playoff. So you're going to have more interest. And I will probably bet that after this season, this may be the highest-rated college football season possibly in history.
Mark, when you think of the backyard brawl, when you think of your run-ins with West Virginia, give us the memories that pop into Mark May's mind.
Well, there was a lot of hate there, and we played the last game at Old Mountaineer Field in 1979. So the fans decided to greet us when we got there on Friday night, and it wasn't a pleasant greeting at our hotel. So they were up kind of late that night, believe it or not, and they waited till the next day when our buses departed the hotel for the stadium. They decided to rock the bus and throw rocks and bottles at the bus and try to tip it over. They had to bring out the National Guard to get us from the hotel to the stadium. Somebody with their infinite wisdom decided to schedule Pitt, West Virginia soccer game just before the final game at Old Mountaineer Stadium. So by the time we got to the stadium, you don't think those fans were rocking and rolling even before we got there? It was a crazy atmosphere. It was a great game. It was 24-17. We ended up winning. But it was just that atmosphere that they hated us. They hated anything from Pittsburgh because we were the city slickers and they were the Mountaineers and they were the country boys. And they couldn't stand us. And it was just one of those things where I made a reference that Jackie Sherrill told me. I said it on ESPN, and I'll tell you the whole story real quickly, that Jackie told us to keep our helmets on the sidelines the first time we went down there. And we're like, well, why? And he goes, because they throw pennies at you. And we're like, well, why the heck do they throw pennies at you? Because they can't afford nickels. Just on the air at ESPN. And I had probably 500 people call and email in how they were ticked off from West Virginia. One guy sent me a barrel full of pennies. There must have been $5,000 of pennies in there that was in security down there for about 15 years at ESPN that I never claimed. But he sent it to me after that game, and I got it a week after that
game.
Mark,
you know who probably loved that comment more than anybody else on planet Earth? Beano Cook.
Beano. He was the great one. He definitely would have loved it.
Mark, you also were back in those days playing Penn State and West Virginia, so you'd get them both on the schedule. Can you just said that was a hate-filled game with West Virginia, and those fans were foaming at the mouth. How did that compare to Penn State as far as the atmosphere, say, heading into Beaver Stadium as the road team?
Well, the thing about Penn State is because they had so many people, they had such a big stadium and a big crowd, and they hated us, but it was a pleasant hate. You know, they did it a classy way. Instead of, throwing stuff at you, they just whisper stuff at you on the sidelines that you stink, instead of the West Virginia people that would throw bottles at you. But Penn State, they were classy fans. They got into it. They booed us all the time. But the thing is, they were a classy fan. It was great to go up to Happy Valley and whoop them up there my senior year with Randy McMillan. I think he rushed for 180 yards in that game, and we just put him to sleep in that game.
And you guys were a powerful offensive line. You obviously played with a lot of greats. You yourself, one of the many greats at Pitt. It's a little different now for Pat Narduzzi this year as far as the way that this team is playing offense. They're going hyper-tempo. They have a guy from the FCS ranks now as their offensive coordinator. What do you think of that kind of style of football where you're – I don't want to call it a gimmick, Mark, but it is something unusual for Pitt where they're trying to get a playoff. I think they said their goal was every 9 seconds, and in practice, it's about every 20 seconds on offense.
Well, it's that up-tempo offense, and the thing is you've got to go with what you have with the talent that you have, and if your talent – says that you should go the up-tempo offense, and you've got a quarterback that can do that. Right now, they've got a great running back and quarterback that's getting the job done. They're the 11th-ranked offense in the nation, which is something that Pitt hadn't been in a long time. And this is what we hope to get out of this offense. And Pat Narduzzi's done a terrific job of revamping his staff and bringing in new coaches and new offensive coordinator and a style on offense. You've got to commend them for that. Hopefully, they can keep that up. I was so impressed with this team last week against Cincinnati when they were down in the fourth quarter by 14 and found a way to shut them out and score 15 points. And when I saw that, and I was like looking it up, we're watching a sale, I'm like, man, I can't believe they came back and won that game. But that just shows me that will galvanize your foot, bring them together, and make them tougher. And they were in a tough situation, and they found a way to win the game.
Mark, Eli Holstein was that guy you're talking about who comes in from Alabama. He got a nice NIL deal and an opportunity to play. In two games in, he's made the most of it with those back-to-back 300-yard games and that dramatic comeback against Cincinnati. They made this change to Holstein very late in the process in fall camp. So we have listeners that are curious. You played with the greatest Pitt quarterback of all time, Dan Marino. When did Mark May know that he was playing with an all-time great in Dan Marino? When did that light bulb go on for you as a great offensive lineman? Holy smokes, we have a special guy playing quarterback.
The first training camp practice, when you saw Dan Marino throw the football, it was like, Rick Tricano, we love you, but this boy can play. he's got a cannon for an arm and a quick release. And he was, and people don't realize that Dan Marino was a heck of an athlete coming out of high school. He was drafted in baseball. He could run back in the day. When once he got to the NFL, he had so many knee injuries, he really wasn't that much of a mobile quarterback. But in college, when he first got to Pitt, the man had some wheels. He could run it. He could throw it. He could sling it. He was smart. And the thing is, he adapted to the offense, and it was good because Coach Cheryl basically came into the offensive line meeting and just said, he's going to be the franchise. Figure out a way to keep him, keep his jersey clean. And basically, that's what he told us. It was Jimbo. It was Russ Grimm. It was myself. All the offensive linemen, Feta, Emo Boris. We decided to get together to make sure to keep his jersey clean.
Mark, you've analyzed a lot of great quarterbacks. As a pure thrower of the football, where would you put Marino all time?
I would put him probably top three. And the reason why he's not number one is because guys have more practices now playing the quarterback position in junior high and high school with these quarterback camps. Mm-hmm. We didn't have those back in the day. So you get guys like Patrick Mahomes coming out that can make every throw at every angle that a lot of guys can't make those type of throws. And you get the guys, you can look at their arms, and you can just look at Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers can put the ball on a dime if he wants to. You know, those are two guys that I consider great passers. Strong arms. Dan Marino had probably one of the strongest arms through the 80s, early 90s, but he was accurate with the football and had great touch. Not a lot of guys have that combination.
What you just mentioned, it's something that I find very interesting, just observing it at the college, but especially at the pro level, the position of quarterback, Mark. We see these guys getting in these camps, these elite camps, at an earlier and earlier age, and yet when you get them to the NFL, it seems even harder than ever to find somebody that can really operate at a high level. Why do you think that is?
Well, first of all, it's tough to keep guys healthy. I think last year the NFL played 64 quarterbacks. This year you've already seen quarterbacks go down and get injured and nicked up. You've got a guy that's on your roster right now that hasn't even started because he's been nicked up the first 2 weeks. So that's going to happen in the NFL. But I think guys develop it and get it, and you'll find guys. You'll find it every draft class. You'll find a gem that everybody loves and falls in love with. Then you'll find a guy that's drafted later in that first round or early second round that turns out to be a heck of a quarterback just because he's had that foundation of going to those camps for all those years.
Mark, you played in this great rivalry, and you handed it to West Virginia, went 4-0 against him. What do you think it will mean, or what should it mean, to the Pitt players that are getting ready to play this game almost 24 hours from now, to win, to beat West Virginia? Is that something you carry with you for the rest of your life? Just speak to the importance of winning a rivalry game like this one.
First and foremost, it's the closest game that you're going to play. The West Virginia's right down the road, and half the kids on West Virginia probably played with half of your football teammates on the Pitt team because they're probably from Western Pennsylvania. Two, they're probably ticked off because they weren't good enough to get into Pitt. That's why they went to West Virginia. So make sure you never forget that you're a better football team, and you will always be a better football team. That's why you wear that blue and gold. The other thing is, when you look at West Virginia, don't look down on them just because they're from West Virginia. Always hold your head high with class and dignity and go out there and just kick their butt cleanly. Let their fans get raunchy in the stadium. Let them say bad things in the stadium. Don't worry about it. Act with class and dignity and kick their butt on the football field. The 4 years that I played at Pitt, we beat them 162-41. That was the total score in 4 years. Have that type of attitude that you go out there and you dominate.
And even when you route them like that, it doesn't diminish at all how good it feels when you're on that bus ride back up 79, does it?
Not at all. It's the greatest feeling in the world because you know you beat your rival's butt, and it's a good feeling. And all the alumni know it too, and they'll know because the alumni will let them know and not let them forget about it. If you go and beat West Virginia and beat Penn State, they'll let you know about it, which is great.
Mark May, one of the all-time greats. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame. Mark, thank you so much for coming on and setting the scene here and reminiscing a little bit with us today. We loved it.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
There you go.
That was fun. I'm a big fan. Always have been. Always loved it when he would give Holtz the business.
Oh, me too.
Because
I've always hated Notre Dame,
you know, Muzzy. You know, we have debate shows now. Those two would stand at podiums with Reese Davis in the middle of them. And the funniest part about it was Holtz would be getting so unbelievably worked up. And I always liked Mark May, not just because he was a Pitt guy, but he would stand there. Mark had glasses, very big, cut this, like, you know, 6'6 guy with glasses and very clean cut. And he looked like a politician, right? Like, he looked like he could be on the political trail, running for Senate. Lou would be furious with him, and just to hear Mark very calmly destroy every point put out in front of him by Holtz was some of the best television in college sports. I loved it.
I'm going to give you a hypothetical here.
Okay.
Would you rather Pitt go 9-3, lose the game on Saturday, tomorrow, but rally to go 9-3, finish the season in the top 25, but you're not getting into the college football playoff. You're not winning the ACC.
Okay, so my team, so Pitt's not close to getting to the playoff this way. They're not staying in the race right till the end. Okay, fine.
Just
all right.
Good season, 9-3.
9-win season.
Or go 7-5 and win tomorrow by 3 touchdowns.
I think I want to win by 3 touchdowns tomorrow.
Really?
I do. If I'm not getting into the playoff, now that it's been expanded, I feel like it even further de-emphasizes other bowl games that you would be involved in.
So you actually put that amount of stock in this game, huh?
I would love to see them beat West Virginia like 31-10. That would be very pleasing to me. It would be.
Are there, do you like think about like an Adam Crowley and the misery that it will create in him?
Do you
personify the hatred towards
them? This is the
them?
Rivalry game on their schedule, man. If you give me, see, here's the thing. You set that up very carefully. If they're 9-3 and they're not in the college football playoff and they're not particularly close, like let's say they have another loss not long after this that functionally knocks them way out of it, then give me 7-5, man, because the destination's the same. You're not playing in an ultra meaningful bowl game. Give me 7-5 and you smoked West Virginia.
I know that, but like, here's the thing about West Virginia.
Now, if it was Penn State, I feel like for a lot of people, it would be a much faster no-brainer.
Of course it would. I just don't feel like now that West Virginia is in the Big 12, and I know that there's still people like my wife and her friends who live here that went to West Virginia, and they do have a lot of alums that are in Pittsburgh. I just don't feel you get a chance to really rub their face in it like you used to.
That's probably true.
Like, I feel like when Pitt beat Penn State in that game at Heinz Field and kept them out of the college football playoff, it was a year's worth of bragging rights. It was an ultimate scoreboard. Look at the scoreboard moment. Look what we did to you. Look at what we cost you. Look at how we dragged you down.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't really feel like that exists. Like, have you felt like because Pitt lost that West Virginia game last year that you've had that stink on you for 364 days? I don't really think of it that way.
I'll admit I don't, but you know what? Part of that is I rationalize the fact I said the real story there was how bad Phil Dracovic was at quarterback. Just very, very bad.
But the 2 years before that, when they won the game here, did you feel like
I enjoyed
Pitt season though?
No, but no, you're right. I mean, you're catching me a little bit here with ultimately I have to like search my feelings and try to think back to how it was. I think if you tell me 10-2 and they like just miss, then I'll take 10-2. But like you just said, you said a number of wins in that other hypothetical.
All right,
part of that
so let me just change it a little bit then.
Okay.
If Pitt were to go 9-3 and beat Clemson at home,
mm-hmm.
but lose the game tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So everything else that I said before is true. They don't compete for the college football playoff. They maybe finish the season ranked 24th or 25th. They lose to West Virginia, but they rally late in the year.
I might
and beat
make
Clemson.
That trade actually because I love it when Dabo just looks like a real ass, which he is.
And I think that
he's such a phony.
And Clemson is not what it was when Pitt went down there and beat that scumbag Deshaun Watson in that game when they were really rolling. They were a national championship contender every year for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think when you beat Clemson, it resonates way more with people.
Well, they still probably have, outside of Florida State, the best roster in the ACC.
But you know what I mean? Like
you think they still have national juice?
They do. They do. And they were down when Kenny beat them. But that was their...
They weren't down that year. They still won 9 games, I think. I know for them that's down. But like they were just beating Pitt away from still being a double-digit win
that
team.
That was still the Pitt has arrived or Pitt is having a special season moment. I want this rivalry to mean something. I want it to be great. I want it to be like... Well, I don't even know what I want it to be like because the game that everybody thinks about was not a good time for Pitt. 2007 was, other than beating West Virginia and keeping them out of the national championship, it was a bad year. So, there aren't many times where these two teams have played.
That's
and
why
they've both been
both been really
super
good.
Relevant.
So that is something interesting there. I think I would have an easier time answering a question like that if they played at the end of the year. Because I know most people...
That's what Narduzzi said he wants.
Most people,
I think,
I think a lot of fans like it when it's warmer out because it's better weather. Like, everyone says, cold weather's tailgating weather until you're actually out there.
I think I like it either at the end or as the very first game of the season.
I prefer just at the end, period. Give me Pitt, West Virginia when... And here's why, just to finish the point. when there's a chance that one of the teams at bare minimum is having a good enough season where the other team could ruin it for them, like 13-9. Like that, I know Pitt did that to Penn State the one time they beat them because it ended up like derailing that team and is the reason they didn't go to the playoff. But even then, it was more just they beat Penn State, not ha ha ha, think of the ramifications this will have.
All right, 5 minutes from now, we're going to be joined by former Steeler Patrick Peterson, now embarking on a media career, and he is my podcast teammate and co-host. And so he is going to join us to talk about what's going on with the Steelers at quarterback, offensive line with Broderick Jones, the game against the Broncos, George Pickens versus Patrick Surtain, all that good stuff coming up in 5 minutes. Text us on the Edgar Slatter Associates fan text line. It's 5:15, time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. Here's a headline.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.